Hello, welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Ron.
I'm Jean Marie.
And I'm Lita. Collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX. If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast.
Please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
This medical cannabis series is very enlightening. It was interesting to hear how a patient looks at the process of registration for medical cannabis, as well as a local bud tender. Next, we will be talking with a physician to get a viewpoint of medical professional using cannabis to treat medical conditions. So today we've got with us Dr. Robert Weil. Greetings, Dr. Weil.
Nice to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir.
Right, I'm wishing you good luck with your podcast. It's a great idea, podcast DX. So good luck with that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And if I could dive right in, my biggest question is, when a doctor prescribes medical cannabis for a patient, how do they know what product they're going to prescribe, basically?
Well, I think there's a lot of information. Again, I'm a sports podiatrist, Lita, and I don't deal with chronic pain patients, so I really don't really prescribe it in my practice, but I've been around it for over 20 years with the professional football players I've seen, the other very serious athletes I've seen who were dealing with what today is one of our most dramatic crises, which are pain medicine.
Yes, sir.
And the opioid crisis.
Right.
And many of these individuals found that pot was very helpful, even if they used it under the table and tried to get away with it and all of these other things. Today, we have a much more proper system where patients can talk to their individual physician, which is what we recommend they do. They also can, for example, they could Google, you know, what conditions are covered with medical marijuana in my state.
Right.
And they then could get a full array, and I think that you spoke about that earlier with others in your podcast, so they could get some real information about the process on, you know, how to get a card, how to talk to the doctor. But one of the biggest problems has always been the stigma, where people say, you know, oh my gosh, how can I talk? I think that's now really, really over the rainbow, as just in the past 2 weeks, we have seen the first FDA-approved cannabis-involved medication for epilepsy called Epidiolex. So now once Big Pharma gets involved, I think everything will become a lot easier. But again, discuss with your primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
And if your primary care physician doesn't want to discuss it with you, then get another opinion.
Well, that's sure. That's true on anything. You know, you go to one doctor, and if you're not happy with the results, there are so many doctors you can go and look for. Absolutely. Now, if doctors, as they're trained, are taught that marijuana is a drug of abuse or a gateway drug, then how is it that you can create it to be more mainstream? How can you change that in your career field?
Yes, well, actually, you know, the famous Sanjay Gupta, who is the medical correspondent journalist with CNN, gosh, for the past 15 years, he's a neurosurgeon, and he's done a 3 or 4 part series called Weed. I would recommend anybody to take a look at that, because what's interesting is Dr. Gupta went into this very skeptical, very much like what you're talking about, doubtful. regarding, you know, what was real, what wasn't, you know, because again, the stigma of the gateway drug,
right,
and that, you know, in the United States, marijuana federally is still considered a Division I a drug, like heroin and like some of these nuts. So the expose by Dr. Cooper, the last one was just probably a month or two ago, but in his 4 or 5 hours, he was all over the world. He's dealt with medical experts and researchers from all over the world, and he has done a 180 and absolutely is now a real advocate in being able to take advantage of what has basically been a drug, quote unquote, with very little, if any, side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And most of this stuff has been a myth regarding, there is some addiction. It is minuscule compared to the nightmare
with
of opioids. The opioid,
right,
which is pain pills. And again, most of what medical marijuana has been involved in is helping pain, wherever that pain is. Again, many of these athletes, they were dealing with athletic injuries and, you know, trying to, you can imagine in the National Football League, which to this day still bans marijuana or medical marijuana, they would rather you go to the doctor and get involved on prescription pain pills. It's not. It's going to change.
So you they're still doing drug testing in athletes for marijuana?
Sorry?
They still do drug testing with athletes for marijuana?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
And one of the interesting individuals, his name escapes me, professional football player with Dr. Gupta special, who has had tremendous relief, documented relief, medically supervised relief with medical marijuana, with his sports-related injuries, his concussions, etc. And they made a big deal to go to the National Football League and have them approve it. The long story short is, they did not.
Wow.
With all this publicity, they still have their head in the sand.
Wow.
So you can get suspended still if you find, even if you've got a doctor prescribing it, and this is some of I've written many, many articles, and my recent book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, there's a chapter in that book called Youth, Sports, and Drugs.
Right, right.
And I talk about the history of drugs and sports goes back forever. It's a very, very deep link, whether it's performance-enhancing drugs that everybody's familiar with.
Right.
Although I've labeled it differently, performance-surviving drugs, where many of these athletes are dealing with injuries, they're dealing with pressure to come back, maybe before they're ready. Pain-oriented conditions. For instance, in Illinois, there's a long list of conditions, and you can get help even finding doctors that will help you with this if yours won't. So people have to get past the stigma of the gateway drug and all of the, what was that famous movie in the 30s or the 40s? Reefer Madness.
Oh.
I think that was the movie that started, or at least really perpetuated, this craziness about, you know, putting marijuana in the same week with, let's say, cocaine or heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Or other kinds of prescription medicines, which is nuts.
Right, right. When they do a drug test and in the sports industry, are they testing for THC or CBD?
Probably both, because the THC, which is the part of the marijuana that is involved in getting somebody high or buzzed, is often left out of the medical marijuana preparation.
Right, right.
So that the positive effects of reducing pain, reducing anxiety, you know, one of the funny lines about the use of marijuana for pain was marijuana didn't get rid of double pain. It just made you not care about it.
I remember that. You're right.
You know,
right.
Like laughing gas in the dentist's office. Right. You know, it doesn't give you the Novocaine effect. You don't care that much about it. I'm being a little facetious.
But that's that's not how it works.
Tremendous research that's being done today will be leaving out the part of the marijuana that gets people buzzed or high, but that includes the still being discovered endless array of conditions that marijuana seems to help. And again, another little facetious point of view, when you talk about overdoses, 60,000 deaths a year in the United States from opioid-related deaths, related with all of that, and the only, I think, overdose from marijuana or death with marijuana, which is if a 100-pound bale of marijuana fell on your head, you know?
I hear you.
In the garage.
Right.
Other than that, there virtually has been, and this has been one of the biggest things for medicine to accept. Again, we have to understand that big pharma is a huge, huge industry, and the United States, which is one of only two countries in the world which allows TV advertising of prescription drugs, that shocks a lot of people, and we are deluged with advertising all day. So all of us think that there's a pill for everything, and it's got to be a pharmacy-related pill. And, you know, holistic, you know, on my show, The Sports Doctor, my radio show, for over 20 years, I've had guests who practice holistic medicine, the complementary medicine. And, you know, Western medicine has been very, very slow to catch on to that. You know, not that Western
because the money isn't
fabulous.
There. There's no money in there.
It's true. Now there's going to be gigantic money,
right?
In it. So this is why we'll probably see a changing of opinions. But the idea, you know, when you watch any commercial with drugs and the side effects
right.
are enough to drive anybody crazy.
Right, right. I laugh every time I see one of those commercials.
Complementary medicine allows. Whether it's acupuncture, whether it's other types of holistic, natural types of medicine. And, you know, marijuana around the world has been one of the ones that's been very, very popular. And now we're finally paying attention that it can be helpful. Sometimes it can be miraculous. In this special, there were epileptic children who had dozens of seizures a day, five-year-olds, eight-year-olds, whatever the ages were. And the medical marijuana was a miracle to these children, yet they had to move to another state.
Just to take
because
them.
They couldn't. It just was nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous where a family is faced with that kind of a ridiculous dilemma. They lived in New Jersey. They were not allowed to get it. And they moved to Colorado. But then, and Dr. Gupta, who again is a brain surgeon, and who was, you know, watching this incredible help that the medical marijuana was providing. So this is something we have to take very, very seriously. It's not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. But it happens to be a very, very safe alternative to, especially in the world of pain medicine.
I see. You know, just out of curiosity, you're the only physician that we have interviewed. We typically interview patients, as you know. Do you find in your peers, in other physicians, that it's a similar attitude towards this? Are doctors coming around to this?
They're coming around big time. The same way they come around to take exercise seriously.
Okay.
You know, the best medicine today is exercise and proper nutrition. But the same way they've been slow in really getting very, very involved in the mind-body connection,
mm-hmm.
which people, you know, doctors laughed at years ago, the fitness side of things. I mean, come on, a third of the states in the country or more are already accepting medical marijuana. And I think that every physician now understands that it makes a lot of sense to be able to become educated about this. Like we recommend that patients become educated. And I think that things are changing very, very rapidly. As the that doesn't mean there aren't some real conservatives left. I mean, the federal government, you know, you've got our attorney general walking around still not willing to make changes. Obama didn't change it on the federal level. It definitely is a challenge.
Right, I see that. Do you have any recommendations for patients before they go to a doctor to, you know, if they have an idea that they would like to try medical marijuana? Are there any suggestions?
You could Google anything. But again, you could Google, for example, what conditions are covered in my particular state. You're in a state that allows medical marijuana, and they will not only get a very, very complete list, but they will also get the ability of getting some feedback and help from somebody who will get back to them and be willing to discuss it with them, so they can become more educated and be able to ask their doctor the right questions. So absolutely, you can become educated. Parents can become educated to be able to see, you know, is this something that I should look at seriously? What is the, how do I get a card? How do I go through that process? Right. And those kinds of things. You can boom, 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 get information where there will be a educated individual willing to call you back and talk you through. That doesn't mean you're going to follow through, but you got to be educated on the realities of what makes sense and what some of these conditions are. And there are all sorts of different conditions in so many areas that are dealing with you know, chronic, persistent kinds of pain type. There's a condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. We would see it following a surgery, following an injury. All of a sudden, the wires that are involved in healing neuro-wise are messed up, and somebody has a nightmare, excuse me, with pain and heavy medicine and all sorts of different kinds of treatments. Very difficult. And that's an example of one of the ones, whether it's the muscular dystrophy or fibromyalgia. There's a tremendous list now. I have had patients in the past, 5 to 6, 7 years ago, who talked about that it was difficult because of exactly what you said, resistance from doctors, resistance from the authorities, where almost you were being labeled, people were scared. You know, I'm going to get a card, they're going to think I'm a criminal. Knock on wood, all that's over.
Good, good. Thank you, Dr. Weil, for spending some time with us today and giving a physician's look at medical marijuana. For our listeners, please pick up Dr. Weil's book, #HeySportsParents, and go to his website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, for more information. Until next time.